Illinois' new governor, J.B. Pritzker, made raising the minimum wage one of his first priorities in office. With wide Democratic support and bills already hitting the floor of the state house, it's not a stretch to say the governor could have a minimum wage increase bill on his desk in the coming months. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Charlie Moore and John Walsh of the McLean County Chamber of Commerce about what a minimum wage increase would mean for their member businesses.
Minimum wage increase advocates say $15 per month is the minimum for a living wage. That value is also expressed under current bill proposals for the wage hike. That's nearly double the current minimum wage of $8.25. Now, of course, some employers pay above the minimum wage, but overall, many employers are voicing concerns about the impact of an increase on their bottom line. How would that much of a pay increase actually impact employers?
Yeah, so John, I'll take this one first. So first and foremost, the thing that we always talk about with our membership is that we don't outright oppose a minimum wage increase. Actually, we really look forward to conversations surrounding a common sense minimum wage increase. And that's one thing that we've worked with our membership on is exactly what you mentioned is if it were to jump to a straight 15, for example, we have a lot of our membership that would be problematic for. And that's one thing. Last session, we did a lot of testimony requests on a couple bills, HB 198 and Senate Bill 81, which are similar to what we think the legislation is going to look like this session, with this sort of the step increases over a period of time. But exactly what that's going to look like, we still don't know, and so that's difficult to weigh in completely at this point.
Now, you said obviously it'll be problematic for most employers. Could you get into any specifics on what exactly the impact would be?
Last session, we did some survey requests and testimonial requests from our membership on increasing the minimum wage gradually to $15 per hour. Over 80% of those who responded that it would negatively affect their business, and some of the outcomes that they perceived likely would be cutting back hours or perhaps employees, not replacing employees who leave, slowing down the process of new employees. And we even had some say that it could potentially be detrimental enough to close business.
Now, Bloomington Normal, we have a wide array of businesses, both large corporations and small family-owned businesses. So can we talk about how the impact changes based on the size of the business at hand?
So I think it's yet to be known. I mean, you've got between large corporate and small business, there's a number of them who are already paying, more than the minimum wage and maybe even more than the $15 an hour at this point for some of their employees. But there are a number of other employers, in the community who are also paying right at minimum wage, just over as well, based on the industry sector in which they represent. So I think that it's as the point that you alluded to, it's kind of a bit all over as to what that might look like. But there are certainly small employers who are certainly of great significance who are paying, well above that $15 an hour minimum that they're talking about now. But I think you've got some larger businesses who are paying well under that as well. So without having, exact information and, available to us just now, you really can't comment too closely on that, knowing that it will be impactful regardless of the size of the business, small or large. And I think to the point that John just made a moment ago, too, is that, regardless of the size of the business, everyone's operating on a budget, right? And so what's within that budget would certainly affect the number of hours that an employee may be assigned to work. If they have employees who leave that need to be replaced, they may not. And I think that, right now we certainly want any employee, that's one of the things that Chamber's major focus is workforce in finding jobs for people, making sure that we're finding skills gaps and closing those gaps and having our students or our employees ready to go to work. But right now, large business, small business, it's going to affect all of them.
That was GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with McLean County Chamber of Commerce CEO Charlie Moore and Government and Public Affairs Manager John Walsh. Listen to Sound Ideas tomorrow to hear from Illinois People's Action Executive Director Don Carlson, who says the benefits of a minimum wage increase outweigh the concerns.